an alien ball.
Created by Opal Song.
There was once a young boy named Eddie Brock who dreamed of marrying a prince or princess, didn't really matter, but someone who was worthy and good and probably rich to support him and his journalism habit. He honestly thought he had all of that with Anne, and then, well, he went and fucked it up royally, which totally his fault. He understands that, he gets that. He's willing to take full responsibility for that, but it still sucks that it cost him Anne, because she was good and lovely and understood him and liked to tell him what to do, and yeah. And then the whole thing happened with Venom, and he met Dan, and Dan was really great too. Dan would have been a perfect, well, they're like a fairy tale couple together, and Eddie isn't gonna touch that. And then, yeah, Venom happened more, and, well, Eddie isn't used to thinking of Venom as a prince, but yeah. Only then, okay, so, here's the thing. So, Dan is a doctor, right? And he's, like, a really well-paid doctor, and really good at what he does, and yeah. He's someone actually pretty influential, turns out, but a good one. Eddie does a little bit of research, not because he's trying to discredit Dan, because Dan is awesome, but just, you know, to make sure there's no, skeletons hiding in that closet, and, yeah, he knows it's bad and that he shouldn't do it, but he does it anyway, and Dan just sort of laughs it off when he does it, because of course Dan finds out, and he sort of laughs it off and says that he's actually kind of flattered to be on the other end of the Brock Report, reporter, and that, yeah, but that he has nothing to hide, and he really doesn't. He's just really, really good. Like, wow, this guy, total Prince Charming. Anyway, his sort of medical, he goes to like a medical conference or something. It's local, but it's like a really, really big one. And so then he invites Anne to go with him, obviously, to the big sort of meet and greet party thing at the end, where everybody gets drunk on the convention's dime, and a bunch of doctors are all hoity-toity in their fancy gear, but really everybody's just kind of getting drunk after a long week of talking about medical stuff, but also kind of being hoity-toity. And it's actually called a ball of all things, and it's formal wear only. And so Dan obviously invites Anne, as he should, but then Anne gets really sick, and also she's got a massive case the next day, and it's just like thing piling on top of thing, and she is really apologetic but can't go. And so Dan sort of, well, he invites Eddie, and Eddie's like, what the fuck? Why are you inviting me? Like, I'm not your significant other. Can you not go alone? And Dan is like, what do you mean you're not a significant other? You're significant to me. And just, yeah. Eddie really has nothing to say to that. Venom has nothing to say to that, because both of them, Dan was talking to both of them, and Anne, she backs him up on this. She's like, you should go. And Eddie's like, what the fuck do I even wear if I'm going to go? And also, Anne, are you sure you don't want to go? And Anne is like, I have so much work to do. And also, I feel like puking all the time. Please don't make me go to the thing. Eddie almost leaves Venom with Anne, except that he knows that that's not actually a great solution. But Venom almost goes for it too, because Anne honestly looks really miserable. But Dan needs their help. He needs someone with him. And Well, Eddie needs formal wear, and he has no money, and he's not about to let Anne and Dan buy him formal wear because there are lows and then there are lows. And he's okay, okay? He needs to, he's not quite at kept man state yet. Not quite. He's not paying for anything with his body yet. Not that he would be opposed to that, but he's not doing it yet. And Venom is like, I can mimic most human clothes. Why don't I just become formal wear? And Eddie's like, what? And so, yeah, Eddie apparently cleans up really nice. If the look on Anne and Dan's faces are anything to go by. And he and Dan go to this party, to this ball, and Dan dances with him and calls him his boyfriend, to which people ask about his girlfriend, Anne, and he's just like, oh yeah, she's at home feeling ill. You know, it's this thing. Like, we're fine. This is my boyfriend. And they're like, oh ho, blackmail. And he's like, yeah, she's the one who helped style him for the night. And it's like, what, Polly? And yeah. Basically, this whole thing ends with Dan taking Eddie home and Anne being greatly recovered due to the mystical powers of plot convenience, and them having an amazing, poly relationship. Possibly Anne is still sick and they end up just watching TV on the couch and all cuddling, but also possibly there is some playing out of Eddie's fantasy of being their rent boy and their house, their kept man, and paying for the formal wear with his body. All of this could happen. Anyway, they lived happily ever after. And Venom ate a lot of faces and defended a lot of the people who have no one to defend them. And Dan, cured AIDS or cancer or something. And Eddie wrote terrible articles. The end. Happy holidays, JJ.